With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate rejected competing measures Friday to fund federal agencies for a few weeks when the new budget year begins on October 1st, increasing prospects for a partial government shutdown on that date. Leaders of the two parties sought to blame the other side for the standoff. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Democrats are engaging in a serious process.
This is a just cold-blooded, partisan, political attempt to try and score political points with a left-wing base that is demanding that their Democrats here in Congress oppose and resist anything that President Trump is trying to do.
Social Security Commissioner Frank Bisignano says a government shutdown won't affect people's Social Security benefits.
Well, those checks are going to come out. We're an essential service to the American public. We will be in business. We will have the checks. Our field offices will be there to serve people.
Bisignano was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The state of Ohio is getting applause from conservatives after making a number of reforms that have more people moving to the state for the first time in decades.
When you're losing population to the other 49 states, like Ohio did for 40 years without interruption, there's something wrong there, and Ohio's lost something like 8 or 9 congressional seats in the U.S. House as a result of that. They need to do something differently.
Jonathan Williams with the American Legislative Exchange Council says Ohio has implemented a flat tax and is also allowing for greater educational freedom. Wall Street tacked on some more gains as it glided to the finish of its latest record-setting week. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.4%, and the NASDAQ Composite climbed 0.7%. All three indexes hit an all-time high for the second straight day. This is SRN News. As SRN's Michael Harrington explains, Oregon Democrats are in cahoots with Planned Parenthood.
A working group has been formed that includes representatives of the party and the nation's largest abortion business. The goal of the new organization is to protect abortion and to thwart the Trump administration's efforts to keep children from undergoing sex change operations. Lois Anderson of Oregon Right to Life says, quote, "Democrats and their allies at Planned Parenthood once again showed where their priorities lie." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in Zambia has sentenced two men to two-year terms in prison with hard labor after they were convicted of plotting to kill the president using witchcraft. While such a charge would seem absurd in the West, many people in Africa believe in witchcraft and think it can be used to commit crimes. A 2018 study by the Zambia Law Development Commission found that 79% of Zambians believe in witchcraft. The two men were convicted of possessing charms and other matters. This is SRN News. Turmoil at a major college in the Lone Star State. Here's Jason Walker.
Texas A&M University's president stepping down following criticism over a classroom video that showed a student objecting to a children's literature lesson about gender. Initially, that had led to the professor's firing. The resignation, though, of school president Mark A. Welsh III was announced Thursday by Chancellor Glenn Hager. He says it was, quote, "the right moment for change at one of the largest universities in America." Welsh's departure comes after the video put him under criticism by a number of GOP lawmakers. Jason Walker reporting.
The International Olympic Committee has confirmed that Russian athletes will compete as individual neutral athletes at next year's Milan-Cortina Winter Games. The decision follows the same approach as the Paris Games. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.